And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. This is Drink with Rick, episode number 106. And tonight, I have a different wine to try, as I usually do, but this one's a white wine. You know, I don't often do these white wines, so this is going to be interesting, very interesting. If you're just joining me for the first time or for the 106th time or any time in between, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have some show notes. My show notes are right here, as a matter of fact, and I do refer to them from time to time, but I don't follow them all verbatim. I don't follow them verbatim because this show is not about me. It's somewhat about the wine, but this isn't really about me. This show is about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having a great time on a Saturday night, just kicking back, sitting back, and relaxing, just chatting, get to know each other, and just having fun. That's all. And let me tell you something. If you're not drinking wine, or if you don't even like wine, it's okay. You don't have to drink wine. You can drink your favorite beer. You can drink your favorite alcohol libation, whatever it is. It doesn't even have to be alcohol. It can be water. It could be juice. It could be Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. But you know, you can drink whatever you want. That's fine. As long as you're drinking something staying hydrated, snack too. I have snacks here too. I'm going to show them to you in just a few minutes. And if you're joining me now, you can join me on my Facebook page on Facebook. Also, if you're personal friends with me on Facebook, you can join right there on my page there. YouTube. You can join me on YouTube at Drink with Rick. And the Facebook page is also Drink with Rick. On Twitch, it's Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick and the number 1. You can join on Twitch there. Also on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. Also on the website at drinkwithrick.com. You can go right to the website and watch live at drinkwithrick.com. We are live. I just checked a few moments ago, just before we started the show. We are live. Now, I don't have a way to chat with me there, but if you click on the post for that live stream, you should have a comment box pop up, and then you can comment in the box, and I will respond in kind. Also, the email address is rick@savoyamedia.com, rick@savoyamedia.com, if you want to get in touch with me for anything. If you want to contribute a wine, and if you're a vintner or a winery, and you want to send me a wine to review, I promise I'll give it a fair and honest review. You can send it to me. Just contact me at rick@savoyamedia.com. If you have any other comments and questions, whatever feedback, just send it to me right there. I'll respond. I will respond. Okay, so tonight I'm going to show you the wine just a moment. Before we do, let's get to the chat. Let's find out who's in the chat tonight. Ed is in the chat, my good friend Ed Anthony. He says, I hear you on Facebook. And this great Ed, I'm glad to see you. I can see you here in the chat. And I am really, really glad to see you here, my friend. I hope you're having a great Saturday night so far. Stick around. We'll have some fun. We'll just chat. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Because it's kind of an open chat tonight. It really is. So I have a few things to talk about, but it's really an open chat. I don't have anything serious on the agenda, so just chime in. And of course, on Twitch, it's kind of quiet on Twitch right now. Usually, everyone starts wandering in there after about 10 minutes or so. And on YouTube, it's quiet on YouTube. But you know what? I am going to send out a little note there. Good evening on YouTube and Twitter. I'm going to check Twitter from time to time, And I'm not sure who. Okay, I see folks in there on Twitter. I don't know if they're commenting to me per se. Twitter is one of those platforms. I'm just not too sure about these days as far as whether or not to continue streaming on that platform or not. Just because it's, I don't know. I don't know. But it gets kind of caustic over there all the way around. I mean, people get pretty nasty on Twitter sometimes. They get nasty on social media all the way around, and I don't like to see that. That's why we're doing this show, because we just want to bring people together. Bring people together and forget about all that kind of stuff, you know. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. Those are not subjects we talk about, because those have a tendency to kind of steer people away or kind of pull people apart. Let's talk about things we all have in common, things we all like, things we all enjoy. And wine is something that, you know, wine is something that universally does bring people together. I'm just saying. Okay, so let's take a look at this wine that we've got tonight. This is La Petite Gargot. La Petite Gargot. This is a French wine. It's a Blanc de Blanc. Blanc de Blancs, and basically it's a white wine, white of the white wines. And I'm going to read a little bit of the back, what's on the back of this. Not a whole lot, but it does say, and some of it's in French, so my French is really, really bad, as you all know. So I'm not going to read French stuff. I'm going to read the English stuff. It says, amazing, fruity, and refreshing white selected in the cool Gascony region of southwest France. To be served chilled anywhere, any place. And it is imported by Artesian Enterprises in Greensboro, North Carolina. It is a white wine. This is a 2019 product of France. It has 11.5% alcohol by volume in this 750-milliliter bottle. Now, that's kind of low, actually, for a lot of the wines that we tried here. 11.5% alcohol is pretty low. It's not the lowest I've had. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But it's not the lowest. It's even a little low for a white wine, for a typical white, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't need to be drinking that much alcohol tonight, to be honest. So, and you know, when the alcohol content is really high in a wine, I think that sometimes it gets in the way of the taste of the wine itself, because the wine is supposed to be enjoyed for all its nuances. And when you have too much alcohol in the wine, the taste of the alcohol kind of it gets too much in the way of whatever else that I want to taste in the wine. So, you know, modicum of alcohol is fine, but yeah, not too much. So that's the wine we're drinking. Now, let me show you what we're going to pair it with tonight, because this is going to be an interesting pairing. Now, this is a white wine. This white wine, I did some checking online, and it really is not a red meat kind of wine. This is kind of wine that can go good with fish. You can go, supposedly, but I've never tried it myself. It's my first time, but supposedly it goes good with fish. And I had the wrong angle on here, didn't I? Sorry about that, folks. This is what we're going to pair it with tonight. We're pairing with, and by the way, this is live. This is live on camera 3. And what we're going to pair it with, I have some, my wife, this is a new cheese that she tried, and she gave me a list of what it actually is. And I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what this is. She wrote it down. But, of course, we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and we have a Colby here. I'm not sure what this cheese is. We're going to have to find out. It's a white cheese. It should be pretty good. Maybe Chi will chime in the chat and remind me what cheese it is, because, I forgot. She had a little note for me on that particular cheese, and then I brought it upstairs, and I completely forgot it. I forgot the note. And we have a little bit of meat. She has some steak here. I don't think this is really going to go great with the steak, but she also made this really nice salad here. This is a cucumber and radish salad. And I really enjoy this. We had some for dinner tonight. Really enjoyed it. I think this might go well with this wine. So we're going to try it out with the wine. We're going to see how that goes. All right. Let's get to the chat one more time. And how you been doing this week, my friend? How you been doing? I hope everything is okay with you. I'm looking on YouTube, kind of quiet there on YouTube, and Twitch. Folks are kind of quiet on Twitch at the moment, although I think Tom Antio's around somewhere. So he's actually modding the chat, I think, or he's going to be modding the chat shortly. Anyway, so let's get to opening this wine, because I am excited to try this out. This should be very, very good to try. Let me get to another camera angle. Here's another camera angle that I'm still kind of getting used to this new system, folks. Okay, so bear with me. Apologize for that. So this is the wine that we're going to drink. And, of course, let me get back to that long shot again. All right. And to pour it, to hold it, we're going to pour it into my trusty Galway in genuine crystal glass. It's genuine Irish crystal, given to me by my employers at BuyToWayRadios.com. really nice. And that was a nice ding, wasn't it? Yeah, I like that one. So we're going to have this. And then, of course, I have my trusty aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set. Got that ready. And this one is a screw cap. So this one, this shouldn't be, I shouldn't need anything to open it up except my hand. And that's what I just did. Now, it did say chill the wine, right? Yeah, I should have chilled the wine. I did not chill the wine. I was going to. I thought about it. And I was reading this before. And I thought, oh, this wine should be chilled. I should chill this white wine. I did not do it. I forgot. It's been a busy week, folks. Busy week. Anyway, I've got this. And, you know, it's kind of a loose. This is a very loose fit in here. So I'm going to have to be very, very careful. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't use this aerator tonight because it's a very loose fit. And this cap's a little bit. I mean, this bottle is a little bit wider than what I would normally expect. So maybe I'm just going to have to do this with two hands. So let me go ahead and just make sure. Let's pour just a little bit in here. There we go. At least it's not leaking out of the top of the bottle. Okay, and we've got this wine here. It's a very nice looking white wine, very clear. Not cloudy at all. Very, very nice. Okay. Let's learn a little bit more about this wine. And let me get over there. I've got two mice up here. I'm always grabbing the wrong one. Okay. This wine is called Le Petit Gargot Blanc de Blanc. It is a white wine from France. And this, I can get a little bit of bouquet, a nice bouquet, by the way. I can get it from right here. I'm about a foot away from it. So I'm getting some of that aroma right there swirling around. I can get a little bit more. And, nice aroma to this wine. Now, I was doing some checking online. Very interesting things about this wine. I purchased this from Wine Store, winestore-online.com, in the local Blakeney store that I frequent. And the good folks there recommended this one to me. They said, you'll like this white. It's very, very nice white. He says, people really loving this white wine. It's a great price. And they said, it's a really good price, too, for this white. So I thought, well, okay, I'll get a bottle. I'll try it out on the stream. Well, the thing is, when I checked it out, and I trust their judgment on it, so I'm sure it is a nice white wine. I checked it out online, and interestingly enough, I really couldn't find much in the way of pricing for it. I went up a Wine Searcher and see other places where I normally check for the pricing. I couldn't find a lot, except on Vivino. Vivino was interesting because I found what I found first, and I actually have it pulled up here right now. Vivino, they have it on the French or the European version of the Vivino site, they have it listed for 74 euros, 74.70 euros. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. That's pretty high because doing the conversion from the euro to the dollar, I think when I last checked, it was like $1.18, the conversion rate, 1 euro to $1.18 for the US dollar. And this wine, 74.70, that would put it around $87, $88. That is pretty pricey for this wine. I don't know. Well, it might be worth it. I haven't tried it yet. But I was very, very pricey. And I know I didn't pay, you know, $88 for this wine. Now, I checked around on another site. And there was one site where I saw a price of $12.99 or $11.99, $12.99 for a bottle. But I couldn't find it again after that. But I went to the English version of the U.S. version of Vivino, and it's listed at $90.33 for a bottle. And they say that that's the average of all their users reported prices. Now, it does get a 4.5 rating on here out of 4.5 stars. So that's must be a pretty good wine. But the thing is that it's this is for the 2019 vintage. They're saying that it rates better than any other year for this wine. So it gets some good reviews, but $90, almost $100 bottle of wine, that is definitely not what I paid for it. Now, what I paid for it, looking on the Wine Store site, they've got it listed for $9.99. That's what they have it listed for here. And I can tell you what I paid for it. I paid, because I have the receipt right here, I paid, well, it was on sale when I got it. Normally, they, yeah, they, I think they had it on sale at the time that I bought it, because they said it was a new one. It just came in, and we have it on sale for this week only. And I paid $6.99 for this bottle of wine. I paid $6.99 for this bottle of Le Petit Bordeaux, and I Gargo, and I really am surprised at all the pricing here. Now, the like I said, Wine Store's regular price, and it's back up to regular price now because I see it on the website. It's $9.99, but I paid $6.99 for this bottle. And actually, I got two bottles because I thought, oh, that's a pretty good price, and they really recommended it. So this is the first one I've opened. I don't know if it's worth for me buying two bottles of it, but that's what I did, and I'm opening the first of those two bottles tonight. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat, and I am really, really thankful you are there. Thank you, Chi, for being in the chat. Okay, can you please, one more time, because I forgot that little piece of paper, can you please tell me, let me pull it up, Cam 3. Can you remind me again what cheese this is? I forgot what this is. It's a new cheese that you picked it up, but I can't remember. You told me what it was, and I don't remember what the name of the cheese was. It has something with Syrah in it, right? Apparently, it's a cheese made with Syrah wine, which is very interesting. But if you can just pop in the chat and tell me what this cheese is, because I honestly, I forgot. I don't remember. Okay, that's terrible, isn't it? That's just terrible. All right, so we're going to go ahead and try this wine. Let me check the chat one more time just to see where we are here in the chat. And, Chi says, oh, there it is. I checked it again. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Let me change that to a heart because that's I'm going to hug you. There you go. I can hug you for that. Chi says it's Toscano. I thought it was Toscano, but I wasn't absolutely sure, and I didn't want to say it without knowing for sure. Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. That's the cheese. Let me show you it again. That's the cheese that we're talking about. Well, that's not the right one. Here you go, Cam 3. I'm still getting used to all these cameras, folks. I got three of them here. That's a meat. There it is. Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. Can hardly wait to taste that. So that should be really, really good. Okay, so going back to the chats here, nothing going on YouTube at the moment, and very quiet on Twitch tonight. Let's go ahead and taste this wine. I got to get back to where I was before. All right. I'll watch in the chat. So right on the nose. A little peachy there. A little peachy. Tastes like peach. I've got another peach wine to tell you about in a few minutes. That's really, really nice. But yeah, some melon notes in here. And it smells a little... it's mostly peach is what I'm getting out of here. Maybe a hint of pear. Let's go to taste. Okay. A little complex. A little complex. And that's not bad. What I mean by complex, people say it's a complex wine in a couple of ways. One, if they don't have no idea what they're tasting, and others, there's a lot going on in that wine. There's a lot going on in this wine, in this case. I got to have another taste of this just to be sure, but I definitely tasted the peach, and I tasted a little bit of pear. Maybe some tropical fruit in here, maybe just a hint of, I don't want to say papaya, but something like that. Something like papaya in there. Let's see. Maybe mango. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. Maybe a hint of mango. That's what that is. Okay, so I'm getting some peach, mango, and a little bit of pear. And it's also a little on the lemony side. A nice lemon taste. It has a nice lemony taste to it. It's a little tart. Lemony tart kind of lemony taste. But that's good. I like that. It does have a citrus kick to it. It has a citrus kick to it. And I like that. I like that very much. It's very good. Let me see. Ooh. Almost went down the wrong way there. Oh, it's very good. Very good. I like this. And it's a very light wine. It's a very easy wine to drink. This is a wine that is not, it's not tannic that I can tell. Not a lot of tannin or anything like that in it. It's kind of a wine you'd want to drink outside, you know, and on a just sitting back and drinking outdoors on a nice warm spring day. That's what it is. It's kind of a warm spring day kind of wine to just kick back and look out over the garden and drink and relax. I think that's what we have here. We have it's dry. It is a dry. It is a little on the dry side. That's not bad at all. It's not a sweet wine. It does have some sweetness to it, just a twinge of it, but it's not sweet. It is a dry wine, but there is a little tartness to it, just a little bit of tartness to it. And I like it. It's just it's enough of a mix that I really enjoy. And I think maybe the tropical fruits and the lemon kind of the citrus kind of is what kind of brings that on. So I like it. It's a pretty decent wine. So far, we'll give it a try, and we'll try it with some foods. This is not this is not a wine that I would necessarily drink with red meat, although my wife did put some red meat on here. She put some steak just in case, but this is really more of this would be a good wine for salad, a crisp salad or tropical salad or anything like that. I think this would be a good wine for that. I don't have one here. I do have this salad, but we'll try that in just a few moments. But this might go good with a couple of the cheeses. I'm not sure about the one with Syrah, the Toscana cheese. We'll give it a try. We'll give it a try, and we'll see how it works with that. Let me check the chat one more time. And let's see. Nothing going on. Chat is really quiet in Twitch tonight. If you're on Twitch, if you're watching on Twitch, chime in. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. Or tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, and if it's available in my area, I'll see if I can get a bottle of it and drink it too and give it a fair review once again. So let's go back. All right, let's check YouTube. Oh, okay. Blue Lightning Luke. Oh, Blue Lightning Luke is in the chat, and Blue Lightning Luke, it's good to see. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. Yeah, sometimes I just wicks my merds up. I can't help it. Blue Lightning Luke is in the chat. It's great to see you there, and thank you for joining me. And stick around because we'll have some fun. And once again, this is an open chat, so let's have a good time. Let's keep it fun, keep it clean, you know, and just. Just have a nice time. He says, Blue Lightning Luke says, thanks for the information, and you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. And we're going to have some more of this wine, and we're going to pair it with the food right now. We have some birthdays to toast, too, also. We have some birthdays, some national days. We've got all kinds of fun stuff. So let's get to that. All right. This is what, once again, this is what we're going to pair it with. Okay, there we are. And I'm going to... I'm going to bring it right over here, and I'm going to start the pairing process. I'll do it from this camera. I'll start the pairing process on it. All right, well, we're going to try. This is not really a red meat kind of wine. This would go good with fish. I think this would go good with a number of different seafood dishes. I think it would, but it might go okay with chicken. Maybe. We'll try it with the beef anyway. Let's do that. And this is a very good steak, by the way. Really nice steak. Might be okay with the steak. I don't know. I'm going to give it a try. But I have to chew my meat 30 times, right? Isn't that what my mom always said? I chew the meat 30 times. Well, I'm not counting. Sorry, Mom. Mm. About what I expected. A little too citrusy for this kind of a steak. I think it goes better with seafood. But I tell you what, I'll clear the palate a little bit and we'll try it with something else. We'll try it with something else now. And we're going to try it with this. This is what I showed you a few minutes ago. This is a, if I can get it on the fork, this is almost have to eat with a spoon. Here we go. This is the radish cucumber salad. This is really, really nice. My wife, she made this. It's basically her recipe. This is really, really good salad. Try it with the wine. Hey, not bad. Very kind of a spicy, tart pairing there. I like that. I actually like that. Let me try it again. I'm going to try one more of these. Once again, I'm making a mess out of this plate here. Well, we're going to try it. I'm going to try to get a little bit more radish on it. I guess I'm going to have to stick a fork in it, literally, to get it to stay on the fork. Let me try it again. Let me pour just a little bit more wine into this. All right. All right, let's pour a little more wine. Try it again. This is really nice. I like that. It's a good pairing. I like it. Very, very good. Very good. It goes well with the salads. As I suspected, this wine goes very well with that kind of a salad. So let me put this back. Let me check the chat one more time before we continue on. And see, because when I started eating, I get distracted and start eating. That's just the way I roll. All right, very quiet. Okay. Pour a little bit more of this wine here. And I'm doing this with my left hand, even though I am right-handed. There we go. Trying to hold on to that aerator. It tends to come off fairly easily from the opening of the bottle. So let's go ahead. Now, this is what we're going to try it with next. This is going to be, I told you I made a mess out of the plate. Let's try it with this Toscano. This is the Toscano with the creamy sauce. Let me get that. Here we go. Toscana with creamy coastal Syrah. So it has a little Syrah in it, which should be interesting. The Toscana cheese, huh? Yeah, nice cheese. Has a little bit of a, yeah. I like it with the cheese. It's actually not bad with the cheese. Not a bad pairing with that cheese. Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. Now, Chi, where did you get the cheese from? Let folks know where you got the cheese from, and see if we can get see if anyone's interested in getting some for themselves. Maybe they can go purchase some. Local Harris Teeter, local supermarket, or was this a Trader Joe's cheese? It might have been Trader Joe's cheese. All right, so now we're going to try it. We're going to try it with. Let me clear the palate. Add a little water to clear the palate with, and then let's go ahead and try it with the. This is the Colby cheese. This is the Colby cheese, and we're going to try it with that. And the Colby, I love a good Colby cheese, like a Colby Jack, and nice cheese. Not bad with the Colby. A little bit on the sour side. When you have it with the Colby, it's a it, it, it's It makes the cheese taste a little sour, but it's still not a really bad pairing. Not a bad pairing. Let's clear the palate one more time, and then we'll try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Let's go ahead and try it with that. Oh, my wife says, cheese is from Trader Joe's. Okay, so it is a Trader Joe's cheese. And she's talking about the Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. So once again, we have the platter here. There is the Trader Joe's Double Cream. There's the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And we're going to try it with that. And I love the Double Cream Gouda. Great cheese. Works really, really well. Works really, really well with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And was there any surprise? Was there any doubt? Was there any doubt? No doubt in my mind, really, because we have never, of all the episodes that we've been trying out wines, pairing them with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, we've never had a miss. And there have been a couple of times when the Gouda cheese has actually saved the wine. So wines that were not generally that great or ones that I didn't really care for too much, the cheese saved the wine on a couple occasions. So this is a good pairing. Once again, the creamy Gouda, the Double Cream Gouda, they keep calling it creamy Gouda, but the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda wins again. There you go. All right, so we know the Toscana comes from Trader Joe's. So I recommend this that Toscano cheese. It's actually pretty good. I like the cheese. And what we have here going on Twitch? Nothing else going on Twitch in the moment. And kind of quiet kind of quiet everywhere. Ed says, "Okay." Ed says, "What would chilling the wine have done for it?" Well, I think it would have, because this wine was pretty much intended to be chilled. I think it would have helped bring out some of the tropical and citrusy flavors in the wine. And as the wine opened up, like if we decanted the wine after chilling, it would probably help with that as well. Yeah, there are two schools of thought on chilling the wines, and most people say, well, it's not really necessary to chill the wine. Others say, well, chill the white wines only. The white wines need to be chilled, and the red wines don't. But it kind of depends on the wine, and it's not a cut and dry thing. It's not an across the board. White wines chilled, red wines don't chilled. I've chilled my reds, I've chilled my whites. I have had both not chilled, like this one tonight. Some people don't like to chill the wines first because they think it does inhibit the taste and takes longer for the wine to open up. Other people think that that they want the wine chilled because they can't really drink a warm wine or a wine at room temperature. Some people don't. And for a lot of people, it's really kind of a personal taste. Now, I have found that if I chill the red wine, and you don't want to chill it too low, because if you chill the red wine at a lower temperature or you put it in the refrigerator, I think that it has a tendency to make the wines taste bolder. And if you like a bold wine, that's okay. But it tends to not taste as well for me. So I don't like doing that. But some people, they have to have every wine chilled. This one does, as I said before, on the back end of this label, it does say so right there. It says to be served chilled anywhere, any place. So the vendor, the winemaker, recommends that this one be chilled. So you want to go with the recommendations of the winery. You want to go with their recommendation. If they say chill the wine, it's best to do that. But I wasn't really paying much attention to the back of the label until we got started with the stream tonight, and I thought, oh, chill the wine. Ah, okay, I guess I should chill the wine. I got to start paying more attention to the back labels of these things before I start the stream, a couple hours before, maybe a day before I start the stream, I guess. I was just too excited to just open it up and drink. Actually, I was really just excited to just get here and get started on the stream because I really enjoy my time here with you doing this. Let's see, anything going on Twitch? No. Okay, so where were we? Oh, yes, birthdays. It's time for birthdays. I have a couple of birthdays. Not a whole lot of birthdays this week, but I have a couple of birthdays to toast. So let's get the birthday fireworks going, and let's toast some birthdays. I've got to... Okay, let's get the wine glass, get the wine flowing, and then we'll get the fireworks going, and then we'll toast some birthdays. Okay, the first birthday I want to toast is for my good friend Chris. Chris, his birthday is today. Today, for another hour and 20 minutes. Chris, he is a friend of mine way back from my OnForce days, back when I was doing IT service work. He's a fellow IT service provider. He goes way back with me to then, also to the days of the Force Field, when I had my Force Field podcast and forums and website going. The forums are still there. It's just they're not really active anymore. But he was one of the members there, and always fun to talk to Chris. Anyway, here's you, Chris. Chris Tiffany, happy, happy birthday. Here's you. That's you, my good friend, Chris Tiffany. I think you're still in IT, right? You're still doing IT, information technology, computers. And I have one more toast, one more birthday toast for another friend of mine from the same era and the same industry. This is from my friend Daniel. Daniel and I go also way back to our days working for doing contract work with OnForce, also known as ComputerRepair.com, previously known as, I should say. And Daniel actually helped me out on the Force Field forums when I started my Force Field podcast, and I had him on an episode or two in the past, if I remember right. Yes, I did, because he wrote a book. And about getting into the computer business, if I recall correctly. And I reviewed his book. I had him on the Force Field podcast. And he was one of the admins, the site admins on my Force Field forums, on my website at the time. So Daniel and I go way back. And his birthday is this coming Monday. That's the 29th, right? 27, 28, 29. Yeah. Monday. So, Daniel, this is for you, my good friend. Happy, happy birthday. I really appreciate your helping me out in the OnForce forums. In the Force Field forums. OnForce forums. The OnForce forums, we were members of those, but that was not my forum. The Force Field forum was mine. Daniel, thank you for helping me out with those and with the forums. And thank you very much for everything you've done over the years with the Force Field. Anyway, Daniel, here's to you. Your birthday is Monday. Happy, happy birthday. And that's my good friend, Daniel Hand. For Daniel Hand. Should give him a hand. Daniel, thank you. And happy, happy birthday. Congratulations. And may you have many, many, many more. You and Chris, Tiffany, both have many, many more. I think that kind of does it for the birthdays. And once again, if you're just joining me, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Le Petit Gargon. And this is a white wine, Blanc de Blanc, white wine from France. And so far, it's very good. Citrusy. A lot of mix of flavors. Peach and a little tropical fruit there. I think maybe a little... I started saying papaya, and then I was thinking mango, but I'm not really sure now. But it's good. It's very good. Maybe a little mix of both. I don't know. Okay, so this is what's coming up next. I don't have any anniversaries today. I don't have any anniversaries to toast that I know of. But if you know of someone who's having an anniversary or a birthday, let me know. Put it in the chat and... let me know. Ed says, I just lost my video there for Facebook. I have a tendency to do that. Okay, Ed says, would you say a few words about wines for Passover? Okay, well, that's a good question. Wines for Passover. You know that there are some wines, and I am not a rabbi, so I can't really speak in that regard as far as what's considered kosher for Passover for wines. There are a number of good wines that are probably good for Passover, and I understand that they want those wines to be kosher. And wine in general is, I would think that wine would be kosher. There's no pork in it. There's no there's no leavening in it. You know, I mean, it's so, you know, I mean, there's no yeast in the wine that I know of. Beer, brewer's yeast, but I don't think that counts. I think there are a number of wines that would probably go good for Passover. I know that some of the popular wines that people generally associate with the Passover wines are like the Mogan David wines. I'm not really going to go there because that's a whole other discussion for a whole other time. To be honest, I'm not a big fan of the Mogan David wines. They're just way too sweet and syrupy for me. I've had the Mogan David wines before, and they're just way too sweet. It's and in some ways, I think it's almost like drinking cough syrup, in my opinion. But I'm not a fan of the Mogan David wines. I'll just end it right there. I'm not a fan of Mogan David wines. Some people love them though. Some people, that's all they drink. And for Passover, I know it's not untraditional for Friday evenings, the Sabbath evenings and stuff, not unusual to serve them. I used to, a friend of mine who's Jewish, I used to go when I was younger, I used to go over there and have a Friday night dinner with them all the time. They'd invite me over for many nights, and they were always serving the wines like that. And they had some pretty decent wines there, but when they'd serve the Mogan David wines, I was like, whoa, this is a bit much for me, but that's just me. To be honest, I think there are probably a lot of wines that would probably work for Passover wine. So I can't make a specific recommendation of one. Although we had a wine last night that might work for that. This is wine that, and it was only 5% alcohol, and it was very, very good wine. It's very low alcohol wine. But this was one that my wife, she picked up at the supermarket, and it said peach wine. And now it was grape wine, but it had a peach flavoring in it. And we all tried it. And it was really delicious. We had it with dinner. It was really, really nice. And it was a really impressive wine. You know, it was really more like a dessert wine. I think that's one that would probably make a decent Passover wine. If I'm not mistaken, I think they did. They may have approved that one for Passover, I believe, if I recall correctly. There are a few wines. I've had a few wines. And I don't think any of them are up here. I've had a few wines before. A couple here that specifically were approved for Passover wines. And we had one here I opened up. I can't remember which episode it was now. It was, I have to go back and look, Ed. I'd have to go back and look. But there was a wine that I opened up about this time last year. I think it was about Passover time last year that I opened up and reviewed that wine because it was specifically a wine for Passover. And I have to go back and I don't remember what it was. Sorry, I'm getting old, my old age. So let's see, anything else going on Twitch? Kind of quiet on Twitch, but where were we? Oh, yes, we're going, next thing, National Days. The National Days. I don't know, did that answer your question? Because I wasn't sure. You asked me to say a few words about wines for Passover. I said a lot of words for wines about Passover. And at the very end, I don't think I really said much, to be honest. I said a lot and didn't really say anything too much. She says Estella Rosa Peach. Okay, that was the wine we had last night. Estella Rosa Peach. That was it. Yeah, I believe that was the wine. It was very, very good. In fact, they liked it so much, and my family, they're very particular about the wines they like, Chi and T and Tommy, that they don't like a lot of the wines I drink because I drink a lot of the reds, and they find them a little bit too bold. But she bought that one, and we all tried it. Everybody liked it. They liked it so much that she went out and bought another bottle. She went out and bought the second bottle of it. And we haven't even finished the first one. The first one's still in the fridge, and she got a second one. But so tells you how much they like that wine. Very, very nice wine. Okay, so the national days. Let's get to the national days here. Today, March 27th, for another hour and 10 minutes, today is International Medical Science Liaison Day. International Medical Science Liaison Day. That's good to know. And I've been sitting here on this camera for so long. I've been looking over there and talking over here. But let's get back over here. Sorry about that, folks. Like I said, I'm still trying to get down the camera set up. I've got to get more organized with this at some point. Anyway, let's pour some more wine. Let's celebrate the national days. International Medical Science Liaison Day. It's also National Joe Day. Now, this one I think I have to explain a little bit. By the way, these national days come from nationaldaycalendar.com, nationaldaycalendar.com. I have a national day calendar right here. It's a nationaldaycalendar.com. Celebrate every day as a national day. My friend Marlo Anderson is the CEO of that website. Check it out and pick up one of his calendars. It's pretty cool. Okay, so International Medical Science Liaison Day is today. National Joe Day, that's what I was going to explain here. Okay, that takes a little bit of explaining. What they mean by National Joe Day is anyone who has the name Joe. Yes, anyone with the name Joe it's National Joe Day. Celebrate anyone whose name is Joe or has Joe in it. It could be Joe, Joseph, Josephina, Josiah, how do you pronounce it in Spanish? I think it's Josiah, Josie and the Pussycats. I don't know. You remember that TV show? Josie and the Pussycats. I even remember the theme song. It was pretty. And anyway, I'm digressing. That's what we do here. Anything, Joe, Joanne. Like my sister-in-law Joanne, anything with Joe in it, I guess. National Joe Day. I had to look that one up, find out what they meant with that, because I thought maybe they were talking about coffee. You know, like a cup of Joe. Well, I guess coffee too, and call it Joe. National Joe Day. Here's a National Joe Day. I had an Uncle Joe. He passed away when I was young, but I had an Uncle Joe. Joe Papavero, the late husband of my late Aunt Connie. Remember Aunt Connie? Aunt Connie lived to be, she was 103, 104? I lost track. She passed away a few months ago. That was her late husband was Joe Papavero, my Uncle Joe. National Scribble Day. National Scribble Day is today. Now, let me tell you about a National Scribble Day. They're talking about you know how kids, so when they're first learning to draw and everything, scribbling on paper, and early drawings, and this is a celebration of that kind of drawing, where, you know, celebrating kids drawing fun, happy things, you know, that's the scribbles that are art. That's art. Some of that is real art. Apparently, National Scribble Day, and some adults scribble. Some adults can't draw. I'm not an artist, so I consider myself a scribbler too. You know, I'm a scribbler. I'm a whittler. I'm a midnight. Yeah, I know. I was getting into a little Steve Martin. Steve Martin. The Steve Miller Band. I know I've had too much of this argument. It's only 11.5% alcohol, folks. Yeah, I was trying to do a little Steve Miller send up there. Steve Miller Band. I'm a real joker. Oh, that's all I can say. And don't call me Maurice. Yeah, I'm a scribbler. Yes. Anyway, I hope everybody appreciated that. Ed says, I understand Passover starts today or last night. You said some words. All right. I'm satisfied. I appreciate that, Ed, and I appreciate you. Anyway, Ed says Midnight Riddler. Yeah, Midnight Riddler. That's a good one. Thank you, Ed. Thank you. You saved my bacon again. Thank you once again. I was thinking a couple of other things, and I couldn't say either one of them. So this is a family show, and one of them was kind of, I wasn't sure about that one. So yeah, Midnight Riddler. I like that. Midnight Riddler. Okay, that works. That works. I'm a scribbler. I'm a whittler. I'm a Midnight Riddler. There you go. Thank you, Ed. Save me once again. Here's a toast to you, Ed. Thank you. Okay. What else we have for national days? We have National Spanish Paella. Paella Day. National Spanish Paella Day. And if you don't know what Spanish Paella is, does anybody know what Spanish Paella is? I know, I used to know. It's got rice and beans and all kinds of stuff, and it's a Spanish dish. Today is that day, National Paella Day. So you can have a nice dish. There's a nice dish to eat on that day. If you haven't eaten yet, I wouldn't recommend eating that too late at night because it's a little bit, you know, it's a Spanish dish. It can be a little bit spicy, I think. At least so ones that I'm aware of. It could be kind of spicy. All right, tomorrow, March 28th, tomorrow is National Black Forest Cake Day. All right, Black Forest Cake. Here's to that. I'll drink to that. I would like to eat to that, but I don't have any Black Forest Cake, and I'm not supposed to be eating any Black Forest Cake. So here's a National Black Forest Cake Day. Only 11.5% alcohol, folks. Really. I should be putting this here and this here on top of my Drink with Rick coaster. National Something on a Stick Day. Tomorrow is National Something on a Stick Day. Got to have something on a stick. You know, it could be a corn dog. I love corn dogs. Can't eat them anymore because the corn batter is... I'm not supposed to be eating corn products too much. National Corn Dog Day. No, I think they got their own. I think it has its own day for that. But National Something on a Stick Day. So corn dogs are on a stick. What else? Lollipops. Yeah. What else is on a stick? When I think of stuff on a stick, I think of stuff that like meaty things that you can stick on a stick and eat. You know, we go to the. Well, we've been to a couple of them. We couldn't go to the one this past year because I think it was a COVID issue this past year, wasn't it? Yeah. It was the where we go. I was going to say Oktoberfest. No, it was not Oktoberfest. It was the only 11.5% alcohol, folks. That's all it is. It'll come to me in a minute. Let's see. It's Renaissance Day. Thank you. Thank you, me. Nobody reminded me. It just came to me. Renaissance Festival. Thank you. Ed says kebabs and popsicles. Yes, two great things on a stick. Two great things that don't necessarily go great together, but they're good by themselves. Kebabs and popsicles, both on a stick. Very good stuff. Yes. What I was thinking of was we'd go to the Renaissance festivals, and at the one that we would go to, they would serve, you know, they'd serve the leg of turkey, the huge turkey legs and things like that, which I think the last one we went to, I think I had one and a half of those. And they had this thing called a steak on a stick. And first year we went, I saw everybody with the steak on a stick, and I thought, man, that looks pretty good. I'd like to have one of those. But I was already chewing on a turkey leg. And my wife was saying, you don't need a steak on a stick. You got a huge turkey leg. You do not need. And yeah, I was going for some, I had a cinnamon roll, and I had a, what else I had? I had some funnel cake. And you eat a lot at a, you know, you go to a, people go to the Renaissance festivals for the entertainment, the music, and the jousting and all that kind of stuff. But come on, let's face it. Everybody goes to the Renaissance festival for the food, right? And what food it is. And the beer, because they'd have the beers there at the Renaissance Festival. At least when I go, they'd have all this kind of like beer tasting, and you could taste all these different beers, which is a lot of fun. But yeah, only 11.5% alcohol, folks. So the first year I went, they had the steak on a stick, and I was disappointed because I couldn't get a steak on a stick. Next year we went, and my wife was going to get some turkey legs. I said, "You get your turkey leg. I'm going to have a steak on a stick," and that's what I did. And I'll tell you what, it was tasty. It was a lot of meat. I mean, we're talking about a stick, a skewered, with a big, big hunk of meat. It looks like they cooked it right on. It was really, really good. Oh man, it was great. Steak on a stick. I love that. So when I think of whatever it was that we're toasting here, the National Something on a Stick Day, the first thing that comes to my mind is that steak on a stick. And then, and after I had that, yes, I had a turkey leg too. Yeah, 11.5% alcohol. So, Ed says kebabs and popsicles. Yes, exactly. I like popsicles. They're good. And low calorie too. They're very healthy snack. Kebabs and popsicles. Let's see, anything going on in the chat? And you know, now if folks, if you can see and hear me on stream, that's good. They'll let me know on a stream. Only 11.5% alcohol, folks. On Twitch, I was going to say, if you can see me on the stream and hear me on stream and Twitch, please chime in. I know folks are watching. I see there are folks watching. I just don't know how many, you know, who's watching unless you chime in and tell me how you're doing. So nothing going on YouTube. Back to Facebook. That's where the action is happening tonight, folks. Okay, so what do we have left here? We have National Something on a Stick Day. I'll drink to that. Now, tomorrow is also National Triglycerides Day. Now, they're saying that you got to watch your triglycerides. If you don't know what triglycerides are, it is a basically, you know, they put in mono and diglycerides in the foods and things like that. And triglycerides is what you get when you eat a lot of food and you get too much fat around your middle area, and you get a high triglyceride count, and they test for that. It's something they test for to see just how much you are at risk of things like high blood sugar and high cholesterol and things like that. It's basically. You know, it's kind of a signal if you have high triglycerides that is something that you have to watch for related to obesity and diabetes and things like that. So you kind of want to, and you can bring your triglyceride level down, and you can do that by lowering your sugar intake. You can eat a lot more fiber, put more fiber in your diet, exercise a lot, you know, lose weight in general. You know, eat a low carb diet, get on a low carb diet, and do the healthier things, and that can lower your triglycerides considerably. Now, here I am. I'm saying this, but I'm not being preachy about it because trust me, I'm the last person who should be preaching about triglycerides. I've got to lose them myself, as my wife reminds me of every day. And I'm going to be working towards that. Anyway, this is for, what were we toasting here? National Triglycerides Day. It's basically a day to be aware of triglycerides and to be aware of what the dangers of having high triglyceride levels can be. One more thing, we got March 28th. Tomorrow is National Weed Appreciation Day, and I can tell you something. I don't think I'm going to drink to that because I do not appreciate weeds. I do not appreciate the weeds in my yard. Okay, now, the whole thing about National Weed Appreciation Day is that they say that, okay, not all weeds are bad. Some are good. Some are good weeds. Some are weeds that help you out. I can tell you for a fact that none of the weeds that are sitting in my yard right now are helping me out, except maybe to lose a little weight because I have to go out there and pull them. Maybe that's what they meant. They help me out by helping me get some exercise by yanking out all those nasty weeds and getting rid of them. A lot of hard work. Now, I don't think they're talking, what they're not talking about is weed appreciation day, as in, yeah, that kind of weed. That's not the kind of weed they're talking about. They're talking about weeds in your yard. Appreciate the weeds in your yard. Let me tell you something. My neighbors don't appreciate the weeds in my yard. I don't appreciate the weeds in my yard. And I'm trying to get rid of those weeds in my yard. And it is a constant battle. So I will not drink to that. I protest. Refuse to drink to National Weed Appreciation Day. I'm sorry, but I just can't do that, folks. Maybe there are some good weeds out there, but I haven't met them yet. Just between you and me. Ed says, I've had steak on a steak. Yes, steak on a steak. That's right. Steak on a steak. That's what they serve. Yeah, that's what they serve at the Renaissance festivals. Ed, you like to go to the Renaissance festivals, don't you? I'm sure you do. I do. My whole family, we enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Always have. Yeah, the question is, have you ever performed at a Renaissance festival? I have not done that. But I understand it is performing at a Renaissance festival is a lot of fun, too. Never tried it, but that's Ed says Dracula prefers a rare steak. Yeah, I guess he would. Dracula prefers a very, very rare steak. The rarer, the better. That's true. Good point. I like that. Ed, you win the dad joke of the week. You win the dad joke of the week, Ed. I don't have a prize for you, but you win it anyway. That's good. Could have said, I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that. It's the second time this week, and it's only 11.5% alcohol by volume. Okay, so that's enough for the national days. What else we got going on here? It's kind of quiet. I might end this a little early. My wife would really appreciate that. Let's see what we got here. Not very quiet in the chats tonight, but I'm glad you're here, Ed, and I'm glad my lovely wife Chi is here. And we do have other people watching, but I can't identify who you are unless you actually speak up and say something. So please speak up and tell me how you're doing in the chat. It is an open chat night, so this is for you. I do want to make a quick mention about weather radios. And we've got storms coming in. I know, folks, you've heard me harp about it on many, many times, but I'll tell you something. I think that you can never harp on it too much, really. Especially in this season, now that it's spring. Spring has sprung, and we've got storms coming from everywhere. We've had one last week in this area, all across the south. In the Midwest, I think they got hit pretty hard. We got really hit hard in the south this past week. Tornadoes. They had a bunch of tornadoes, Mississippi and in some of those areas. They had five people lost their lives, as I recall, in what there were like 11 tornadoes that hit the area in Mississippi. Bad stuff. Bad stuff. Now, we had a tornado warning last week. Fortunately, we didn't have a tornado here, but there was a tornado up north of us. And they actually spotted one there. And it was pretty scary. We had to be on alert. But I tell you what we did. We have an emergency bag ready. And we have a safe place to go in case of a tornado. Now, I can't say it's really safe. It's the safest place we have in the house, which probably isn't saying too much. Because some houses are completely open and there aren't too many safe places to go. What you want to do is find the safest place in an inner space or an inner room or something, preferably like a bathroom or something that has a lot of pipes and stuff to help mitigate a lot of the destruction that would be coming through and knocking down walls in the case of a tornado or really large or really high winds that can knock a house down. We have a little bathroom. It's a tiny little bathroom, but we have a way where we can get into it quickly. We have a a go bag of sorts, an emergency bag with some emergency things in it. So if we have to go, you know, we grab the bag and we can get down in there, and you know, at least we have some modicum of protection in case of a tornado. Hopefully, we'll never have to test that. Hopefully, we'll never have a tornado where we have to test that theory on that room. But it's important to have something like that, to be ready, be prepared. If you go to ready.gov, that's READY.gov, the government has a website, ready.gov, where they list all the different emergencies and how to prepare for them. And they have a checklist of things to have in an emergency kit. And about the third thing they've got on the list is an emergency weather radio, And I think the fifth or sixth thing they have on the list, or they used to have on the list, I haven't checked in a little while, is a two-way radio where you can make two-way communications. Because when everything goes down, all the communications go down, cell phone towers, things like that, that's all you got left. Our radios, but it's important to have the weather radios for weather emergencies. Our radio went off last week for tornado warning, you know, that's why we had to get ready for that in case it happened. But anyway, even if you don't live in an area, whoops, that's the wrong button here. That's a wrong button too. I got distracted. 11.5% alcohol, folks. Even if you don't live in an area that's prone to that sort of thing, it's really, really important to be prepared, to be ready. So what you want to do is you want to have an emergency kit ready and go to buytwowayradios.com. Go to buytwowayradios.com. We have weather radios. We have FRS radios, GMRS radios, Marine, Airband radios, all kinds of radios, CB radios, ham radios, business radios. Go to go to buytwowayradios.com. Get yourself a weather radio, please. Everybody should have one. If you use the promo code WINESHOW, that's WINESHOW at checkout, you can save 5% off your order. That's WINESHOW. Remember, WINESHOW. For full disclosure, I am the product manager of buytwowayradios.com. I work for the company. But I don't make any extra on this. This is just something that I'm doing as a service to you, because I care about your well-being. So please, even if you don't buy one from Buytwowayradios, radios, go somewhere and buy a weather radio. Get one and put it in your – get an emergency kit ready. Okay? That's all. All right, so that's pretty much all I've got on my notes for the most part, except for the summary. And so it's really an open chat here. So if we've got nothing going on in the chat, I'll probably close it up early tonight. You know, I did forget to mention at the start of the show. You know that this is also a podcast. Okay, the podcast goes out on Monday nights. I showed this, popped this up earlier, but podcast goes up Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you miss the live stream or you can't watch the live stream now or later, you can listen to the podcast and listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, or by email. If you go to the website here at drinkwithrick.com, go to the subscribe page, you'll see a subscribe by email or by email button there. You click on it, put in your email address, just your email address, and as soon as the next episode of the Drink with Rick podcast comes out, you'll get it right away. So you don't even have to go anywhere to get it. You'll get it in your email, your inbox. And that, I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that, folks. So so check it out. So anyway, that's pretty much what I've got for tonight. Once again, you know, you can also contact me anytime. If you have any questions, comments, you know, got any sly remarks, any dad jokes. Dad jokes. I'm all up for dad jokes. Just send me some dad jokes. Okay? Drink with Rick Rick@sibiliamedia.com is the website address. I thought I pulled it up here. It's got to go on this one. There we go. I'm still trying to get used to this new system. Got a lot more buttons to program, too. I'll get there. I'll get there in time. In the meantime, I have a little bit more of this wine. We'll check the chats one more time before we close it up for this evening. It's only 11.5% alcohol by volume, folks. So let me check the chats one more time. We've got any other dad jokes? You want to do any dad jokes? We've got some dad jokes we can do. So really quiet. So I think we'll probably just close this one up early. It's just been a quiet night all the way around. Might be because it's a night after Passover. Could be. So I want to tell you what we've been drinking again. Once again, I'll give you the final summary here. This is the La Petite Gargotte. It is a French wine from France. Yes. Blanc de Blanc. And it is 11.5% alcohol by volume. Yes, it is. It still is. Didn't change on the label at all. Because there's the label. It says it right there, 11.5% alcohol by volume. All right, so maybe I'm just loopy because I'm tired. I think that's what it is. Maybe we should just close it up for early tonight, huh? Okay, and that's what we paired it with. It went really, really well. I like this wine. It went really, really well with these foods. Except the steak. The steak was not so great with the steak. I didn't care for it with the steak too much, but everything else, this salad, this cucumber radish cucumber salad that my lovely wife Chi made, it went really well with that. I was really impressed with it. It went well with the Colby cheese, the Colby Jack. It went well with this. This was the Toscano. With creamy coastal Syrah. That's what it was. Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. There it is. Has Syrah wine in it, allegedly. And it also went well, of course, as always, with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Really enjoyed it with that. This wine is cost me $6.99 because I got it on a sale, but it's generally $9.99 if you buy it from winestore-online.com. But other places on the internet, I saw for up to $100 a bottle. I don't know. I have no idea what that's about. I really don't. But I'm just glad I didn't pay it. I'll just say that. I'm glad I didn't pay $100 a bottle for it. So this is actually pretty decent wine. On the nose, I got peach. It was peach on the nose, and a little bit of tropical fruit senses. And then I tasted it, and it was kind of like, yeah, it was a little tropical tasting. It was, and it was the peach, and then the it's kind of melony, I guess. And it also had lemon. It tasted very lemony. It had a citrus. A little bit of citrus bite to it. Tart, lemony tart, whatever you want to say. But it wasn't bad. I liked it. It was, and it's 11.5% alcohol by volume. And as it's opened up a little more, because we've been sitting here, it's opened up a little more, and the blends of these fruits are very, very nice indeed. I do like it. This is a very easy wine to drink. I think it's a good one to serve at parties. It's good. This would be a good wine for parties, but this is also a good wine to serve at to serve yourself or a friend or a significant other, just sitting back on the back porch, the back deck, just kicking back and relaxing on a warm spring day. Or a warm spring evening. I think this is a good one for that. And I've got nothing bad and nothing bad to say about this wine at all. Very nice wine, especially for the price, and especially for the price I paid for it. I'll say that. So that's my final review. And I think we'll kind of close it from there. Any other final thoughts from anyone else? Ed says, Ed says, so rare as to be never. Yes, as far as the rare steak is concerned, Dracula's rare steak. Yeah, so rare as to be never. He never wants a steak. I wonder if he likes chicken on a steak. Ed says, this week a guy told me that diarrhea is hereditary. Oh, no. Okay, I'll read it. Ed says, this week a guy told me that diarrhea is headed. I messed it up, didn't I? It's 11.5% alcohol by volume. This week a guy told me that diarrhea is hereditary. It runs in your genes. You know, I got a genes, J-E-A, and it runs in. Ba-dum-bum. Yes. Very good joke, Ed. I appreciate that. I got to remember that one. A guy told me that diarrhea is hereditary. It runs. That's nasty. It's funny, though. Okay. All right. I guess that's it for tonight. We'll close it up with that, okay? Look, I want to thank everyone who joined me tonight. I want to drink. 11.5% alcohol by volume, folks. I want to thank all those who joined me tonight on Twitch, who were very quiet, but I could see that there were folks watching anyway. So you can run, but you can't hide. Well, you can hide, but you can't. I know you're there. All those folks who joined me on YouTube, and Blue Lightning Luke, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me. I hope it was entertaining, to say the least. And to say the most, I hope it was still entertaining. also on Facebook, Ed, it's always great to have you here as always. My good friend Ed Anthony and my lovely wife Chi and anyone else who is watching on Facebook. And I know there are folks watching there. I just can't, unless you chime in, I can't see actually who's watching. That's all. I'm just saying. But so chime in, because this show's for you. It's not for me. I'm having fun with it, but it's really for you. Anyway, thank you all for being here with me tonight. I really, really appreciate you, and I appreciate your contributions, especially yours, Ed. And as always, and I just want to remind everyone, well, next week we have another one. We actually have a Syrah, I think, that we're going to open. It's over here somewhere. We have a Syrah to open next week. And you know one thing I didn't do? I didn't turn on my backlights here. I went through the whole show and I didn't turn on my backlights. How about that? Yeah. We'll give it some color for the end of the show. There we go. Yeah, I put all these lights in and then I forgot to use them tonight, right? Anyway, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with me tonight. This show would not be anything without you. And I mean that sincerely. I really do. I want to ask everyone to have a great week. Most of all, I want you to have a safe week. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room. Call a Lyft. Call an Uber if you have to. Call a cab. Just pretty much stay put. Do not drink and drive. It's very, very important. Do not text and drive either. That's dangerous too. Because I want you to have a great week, but most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.